In our reading of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and today we are going to be reading from the Madhya Lila, chapter 3, and we'll start from text 168. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. In this particular part of Madhya Lila, we'll be discussing and reading about how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to accept residence in Jagannath Puri. And so we should understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. And so some people, they say, avajanti ma mudha, manusham tanum asritam. They say that the Lord has accepted a material body, but as Svavas Prabhu read this morning from Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srila Prabhupada and Krishna and our Gaudiya Vaishnav Acharyas, they completely smash the idea that the Lord accepts a material body when he descends in this material world. The Lord comes down to this material world to do two things. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. He reestablishes religious principles and paritranaya sahirunam vinashaya chadushkutam. He saves the devotees, protects the devotees, and he annihilates the miscreants. So the Lord comes to this material world to perform these two different activities, three different activities. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, who has accepted the mood and sentiment and luster of Srimati Radharani. Because we understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he could not fathom the idea of his devotee's ecstasy. Somehow he could not comprehend how much his devotees are experiencing more pleasure than he himself. And so he came as a devotee to experience his devotee's love and to also show the world how the devotee should act. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the first 24 years of his life, he acted as a perfect grihastha. And the next 24 years of his life, he acted as a perfect sannyasi. So where we're going to start reading is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has just accepted sannyas, the renounced order of life. He accepted the renounced order of life from Keshava Bharati. And immediately he wanted to go to Vrindavan after accepting sannyas. He wanted to surrender his life to the lotus feet of Mukunda, who is Krishna. And so he went to Vrindavan, but while he was traveling to Vrindavan, Lord Nityananda Prabhu had a different plan. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who we know is Balaram himself, wanted Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go back to the home of Advaita Acharya. And so going back to the home of Advaita Acharya, all the devotees that were in Navadvipa, who are the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were able to see the Lord once again. Because hearing that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to accept sannyas and leave Navadvipa, all of them were brokenhearted. Even Vrindavan Das Thakur states that they were going to enter into the Ganga and drown themselves. But the Lord stopped them and said that, I will soon see you again. So the Lord was tricked by Lord Nityananda Prabhu from going to Vrindavan to go back to the home of Advaita Acharya. And there at the home of Advaita Acharya, they engaged in kirtan and also were able to feed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So text 168 says, Shiva Sadi Yata Prabhur Vipra Bhakta Gyan Prabhuke bhikshadite haiva sabakaraman. Since Advaita Acharya was giving alms and food to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the other devotees, headed by Srivas Thakur, also desired to give him alms and invite him for lunch. Purport. It is the duty of all grihastas to invite a sannyasi to their homes if he happens to be in their neighborhood or village. This very system is still current in India. If a sannyasi is in the neighborhood of a village, he is invited by all householders one after another. As long as a sannyasi remains in the village, he enlightens the inhabitants in spiritual understanding. In other words, a sannyasi has no housing or food problems even when he travels extensively. Even though Advaita Acharya was supplying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with prasadam, the other devotees from Navadvip and Shantipur also desired to offer him prasadam. Suni sachi sabakare karila minati nima nira darashana ara muni pabakati. Hearing these proposals made by other devotees of the Lord, Mother Sachi said to the devotees, "How many times shall I get the chance to see Nima again?" So Mother Sachi is the mother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the next verse, Sachi Mata submitted, "As far as you are concerned, you can meet Nimai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many times somewhere else. But what is the possibility of my ever meeting him again? I shall have to remain at home. A sannyasi never returns to his home." Mother Sachi appealed to all the devotees to give her this charity. As long as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at the house of Advaita Acharya, only she would supply him food. Hearing this appeal from Mother Sachi, all the devotees offered obeisances and said, "We all agree to whatever Mother Sachi desires." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his mother's great eagerness, he became a little agitated, and therefore assembled all the devotees present and spoke to them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed them all, "Without your order, I tried to go to Vrindavan. There was some obstacle, however, and I had to return. My dear friends, although I have suddenly accepted this renounced order, I still know that I shall never be indifferent to you. My dear friends, as long as I remain manifest, I shall never give you up, nor shall I be able to give up my mother. After accepting sannyas, it is not the duty of a sannyasi to remain at his birthplace, encircled by relatives. Make some arrangement so that I may not leave you, and at the same time, people may not blame me for remaining with relatives after taking sannyas." So we see here the intense love between Bhakta and Bhagavan, the devotee and the Lord. The devotees never want to give up the association of the Lord, and the Lord never wants to give up the association of his devotees. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's taken sannyas, but he wants to make some arrangement that he can still associate with them, and at the same time people will not blame him for remaining with him, with his relatives. So in text 179, says, "After hearing Lord Chaitanya's statement, all the devotees headed by Advaita Acharya approached Mother Sachi. When they submitted Lord Chaitanya's statement, Mother Sachi, who is the mother of the universe, began to speak. Sachimata said, 'It will be a great happiness for me if Nimai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, stays here. But at the same time, if someone blames him, it will be my great unhappiness.'" Purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. It is a great happiness for a mother if her son does not leave home to search out Krishna, but remains with her. At the same time, if a son does not search after Krishna, but simply remains at home, He is certainly blamed by experienced saintly persons. Such blame certainly causes great unhappiness for a mother. If a real mother wants her son to progress spiritually, she had better allow him to go out searching for Krishna. The mother naturally desires the welfare of the son. If a mother does not allow her son to search for Krishna, she is called Ma, which indicates Maya. By allowing her son to go as a sannyasi and search for Krishna, Sachimata instructs all mothers of the world. She indicates that all sons should become real devotees of Krishna and should not stay at home under the care of an affectionate mother. This is supported by Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.18. Guru na sasyat sva jano na sasyat, pitta na sasyaj janani sasyat, daivam na tatsyan na patischa sasyan, na mochayedhya samupaita mrityum. No one should become a spiritual master, nor a relative, father, mother, worshipable deity, or husband, if he cannot help a person escape the imminent path of death. Every living entity is wandering within the universe, subjected to the law of karma and transmigrating from one body to another and from one planet to another. Therefore, the whole Vedic process is meant to save the wandering living entities from the clutches of Maya, birth, death, disease, and old age. This means stopping the cycle of birth and death. This cycle can be stopped only if one worships Krishna. As the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma karma chame divyam evam yaveti tatvataha taktvat deham punarjanma naitimam iti sojana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. To stop the cycle of birth and death, one has to understand Krishna as he is. Simply by knowing Krishna, one can stop the process of rebirth into this material world. By acting in Krishna consciousness, one can return to Godhead. The highest perfection of life is for a father, mother, spiritual master, husband, or any other family member to help others return home back to Godhead. That is the most preferred welfare activity for the benefit of relatives. Therefore, Sachimata, although the mother of Nimai Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, considered all the facts and decided to allow her son to go out and search for Krishna, at the same time, she made some arrangements in order that she might get news of all the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the family members must help their other family members to try to take to Krishna consciousness seriously. And for all of us in the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, we're all family members under our grandfather, Srila Prabhupada. And so it's our duty to help each other progress in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes things come up and Maya is so good at what she does that even sometimes devotees, they might get into misunderstandings with each other, or something might enter into the community that disturbs the minds of the devotees. But we see that here is Srila Prabhupada. He's talking about the family members helping each other progress in Krishna consciousness. And so as family members, we have to help each other progress nicely. So in text 182, Tate e yukti bhala mora manelai nila chale rahe yadi dui karahai. Mother Sachi said, "This consideration is good. In my opinion, if Nimai remains at Jagannath Puri, he may not leave any one of us and at the same time can remain aloof as a sannyasi. Thus both purposes are fulfilled." text 183. Since Jagannath Puri and Navadvip are intimately related, as if they are two rooms in the same house, people from Navadvip generally go to Jagannath Puri, and those in Jagannath Puri go to Navadvip. This going and coming will help carry news of Lord Chaitanya. In this way, I will be able to get news of him. So this is the reason why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to Jagannath Puri, because of the plea of Sachimata. So devotees and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, understanding why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, there's many, many different layers of why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, but this is one of them, to give pleasure to his devotees so that they would hear news of him. Sachimata continues in the next verse, all you devotees will be able to come and go, and sometimes he may also come to take his bath in the Ganges. I do not care for my personal happiness or unhappiness, but only for his happiness. Indeed, I accept his happiness as my happiness. This is a very powerful statement by Sachimata, and it's revealing the heart of the advanced devotees, that they're not concerned about their own happiness or unhappiness, but they're only concerned with Krishna's happiness. And this is a very, very high level. But Mother Sachi is giving us a glimpse of her heart. Text 186. After hearing Sachimata, all the devotees offered her prayers and assured her that her order, like a Vedic injunction, cannot be violated. All the devotees informed Lord Chaitanya of Sachimata's decision. Hearing it, the Lord became very pleased. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered respects to all the devotees present from Navadvip and other towns, speaking to them as follows. My dear friends, you are all my intimate friends. Now I am begging a favor of you. Please give it to me. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested them all to return home and begin chanting the holy name congregationally. He also requested them to worship Krishna, chant his holy name, and discuss his holy pastimes. Purport. The cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Hare Krishna movement, is very nicely explained by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu authoritatively. It is not that everyone has to take sannyas like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone can execute the cult of Krishna consciousness at home, as ordered by the Lord. Everyone can congregationally chant the holy name of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One can also discuss the subject matter of the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and install deities of Radha Krishna or Gaur Nitai or both and worship them very carefully in one's own home. It is not that we have to open different centers all over the world. Whoever cares for the Krishna consciousness movement can install deities at home and under superior guidance worship the deity regularly, chanting the Maha Mantra and discussing the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. We are actually teaching in our classes how to go about this. One who feels that he is not yet ready to live in a temple or undergo strict regulative principles in the temple, especially householders who live with the wife and children, can start a center at home by installing the deity, worshipping the Lord morning and evening, chanting Hare Krishna and discussing the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone can do this at home without difficulty, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested all the devotees present there to do so. Text 191. Agya deha nila chale kariye gamana madhye madhye asi tamaya dibe darashana. After thus instructing the devotees, the Lord asked their permission to go to Jagannath Puri. He assured them that at intervals he would come there and meet them again and again. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offering due respects to all, offering due respects to all the devotees and smiling very mildly, bade them farewell. After requesting all the devotees to return home, the Lord decided to go to Jagannath Puri. At that time, Haridas Thakur began to cry and speak some pathetic words. Haridas Thakur said, "You are going to Jagannath Puri, and that is all right. But what will be my destination? I am not able to go to Jagannath Puri." Purport. Although Srila Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family, he was accepted as a properly initiated Brahmana. As such, he had every right to enter the temple of Jagannath Puri, but because there were some rules and regulations stipulating that only Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras, members of the Varnashram Dharma system, could enter, Haridas Thakur, out of his great humility, did not want to violate these existing rules. He therefore said that he did not have the strength to enter into the temple, and he pointed out that if Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived within the temple, there would be no way for Haridas Thakur to see him. Later, when Haridas Thakur went to Jagannath Puri, he lived outside the temple at a place called Siddhabakul. A monastery has now been erected there, known as Siddhabakul Math. People who visit Jagannath Puri often go to see Siddhabakul and the tomb of Haridas Thakur on the beach by the sea. This is a very interesting point of how Haridas Thakur and even Srila Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami were not able to live inside the temple or go inside the temple of Jagannath Puri because they were considered outcasts. And even to this day, it's very strict rules and regulations on who can go into Jagannath Temple. But Haridas Thakur, living in Siddhabakul, it's amazing to really think about how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit Haridas Thakur every day. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Jagannath himself. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Jagannath, they're all one. So Lord Jagannath was going and seeing Haridas Thakur every day. Isn't that amazing that the Lord himself, his devotee, could not go into his temple, yet the Lord would go and visit his devotee and even bring them prasadam. And we can see even today that Rath Yatra has taken place all over the world. We know the amazing pastime of how Malati Mataji, she found the deities of Jagannath, Baladev Subhadra in San Francisco and brought them to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada established Rath Yatra in the Western world for all. So we may not be able to go into the Jagannath temple because of our sinful activities and bad karma. But Lord Jagannath, who's the Lord of the universe, has come out of Jagannath Puri and has gone all over the world and is actually transporting everybody to Jagannath Puri, Venice Beach. You know, it becomes Jagannath Puri if you actually have that vision. Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladev, Lady Subhadra, they're there. And anybody who's been to Jagannath Puri, it's nice, you know, by the beach, city. And so Venice Beach, it becomes Jagannath Puri, and everybody there, they get to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. It's very amazing. My wife and I, we were watching, following Srila Prabhupada last night, and it shows footage of Rath Yatra in San Francisco. Yamuna and others were talking about how they sewed clothes for Lord Jagannath, and Srila Prabhupada instructed them on how to do so many different services, and of course devotees glorifying Jayananda Prabhu. It's a very, very amazing festival, and we're very fortunate, and we should be very grateful that we are able to take part in this and really surrender to Lord Jagannath's mission of trying to bring others closer to Lord Jagannath. So we'll continue in text 195. Haridas Thakur continues. Because I am the lowest among men, I shall not be able to see you. How shall I maintain my sinful life? The Lord replied to Haridas Thakur, please check your humility. Just seeing your humility very much agitates my mind. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured Haridas Thakur that he would place a petition before Lord Jagannath and that he would certainly take him there to Jagannath Puri. After that, Advaita Acharya respectfully requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show him mercy by remaining another 2 or 4 days. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never violated the request of Advaita Acharya. Therefore, he remained at his home and did not leave immediately for Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya's decision was received very happily by Advaita Acharya, Mother Sachi, and all the devotees. Advaita Acharya celebrated every day with a great festival. During the day, the devotees discussed subject matters concerning Krishna, and at night there was a great festival of congregational chanting at the house of Advaita Acharya. Mother Sachi cooked with great pleasure, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with the devotees, accepted the prasadam with great pleasure. In this way, all the opulences of Advaita Acharya, his faith, devotion, home, riches, and everything else were successfully utilized in the worship of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Advaita Acharya set an ideal example for all householder devotees in reception of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees and in his execution of a daily festival at his home. If one has the proper means and wealth, he should occasionally invite the devotees of Lord Chaitanya who are engaged in preaching all over the world and hold a festival at home simply by distributing prasadam and talking about Krishna during the day and holding congregational chanting for at least 3 hours in the evening. Kirtan for 3 hours in the evening. This procedure must be adopted in all centers of the Krishna consciousness movement. Thus they will daily perform Sankirtan Yajna. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32, the daily performance of Sankirtan Yajna is recommended for this age. Yajyai Sankirtan Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumeda Saha. One should worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his four associates, the Panchatattva, by distributing prasadam and holding congregational chanting. Indeed, that yajna or sacrifice is most recommended in this age of Kali. In this age, other yajnas are not possible to perform, but this yajna can be performed everywhere and anywhere without difficulty. Text 204. Sachira ananda bade deki putra mukha bhojana karana purna kaile nijasukha. As Mother Sachi constantly saw the face of her son and fed him, her own happiness increased and was indeed complete. In this way, at Advaita Acharya's house, all the devotees met and passed some days together in a greatly festive mood. The next day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested all the devotees to return to their respective homes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also asked them to execute the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord at their homes, and he assured them that they would be able to meet him again. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, sometimes you will come to Jagannath Puri, and sometimes I shall come bathe in the Ganga. Sri Advaita Acharya sent 4 persons, Nityananda Gosani, Jagadananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit, and Mukundadat, to accompany the Lord. After pacifying his mother Sachimata, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu submitted prayers to her lotus feet. When everything was arranged, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated his mother and then started for Jagannath Puri. In the house of Advaita Acharya, there arose tumultuous crying. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unaffected. He left swiftly, and Advaita Acharya followed him, weeping. Purport. As Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explains, the word nirapeksha means not being affected by anything material and remaining fixed in the service of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not very much care for the roaring tumult and cry at the house of Advaita Acharya, which he heard when starting for Jagannath Puri. Worldly moralists may criticize Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for being very cruel, but the Lord did not care for such criticism. As the world teacher of this Krishna consciousness movement, he actually showed that a person seriously engaged in Krishna consciousness should not be affected by worldly affection. The best course is to engage in rendering service to the Lord and to become callous to material objectives. Externally, everyone is attached to material things, but if one becomes entangled in such things, he cannot make progress in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness should not care for the so-called morality of the material world if that morality opposes the service of the Lord. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally shown, one cannot properly execute Krishna consciousness without being neutral. Text 2.13 Kata dura gya prabhu kari yada hata acharye prabodhi kahe kichu mishta bata. After he had followed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for some distance, Advaita Acharya was petitioned by him with folded hands. The Lord spoke the following sweet words. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Please pacify all the devotees and my mother. If you become agitated, no one will be able to continue to exist." Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Advaita Acharya and stopped him from following any further. Then, without anxiety, he proceeded to Jagannath Puri. The Lord, with the other four persons, went along the banks of the Ganga through the path of Chaturbhoga toward Niladri, Jagannath Puri. Purport. In the southern section of the Eastern Railway in the district of 24 Parganas is a station named Magrahatta. If one goes to the southeastern side of that station for some 14 miles, there is a place called Jayanagar. About 6 miles south of this Jayanagar station is a village named Chaturbhoga. Sometimes this village is called Kadi. In this village is a deity of Lord Shiva known as Vajrakarnat. A festival takes place there every year during the month of Chaitra, March, April. The festival is known as Nanda Mela. At the present moment, the Ganges does not flow there. On the same railway line is another station known as Baruyapur. And near the station is another place called Atisara. Formerly, this village was also situated on the banks of the Ganges. One can go from this village to Panihati and from there to Varaha Nagar, north of Calcutta. In those days, the Ganges flowed to the south of Calcutta through Kaligat, which is still known as Adi Ganga. From Barupur, the Ganges branched out and flowed through Diamond Harbor near the Mathurapur police station. It is to be noted that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through all these places on his way to Jagannath Puri. Text 2.17 Chaitanya Mangale Prabhu Niladriya Gaman Vistari Varni Yachena Dasa Vrindavana. In his book known as Chaitanya Mangala, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur has elaborately described the Lord's passage to Jagannath Puri. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through Bengal, he passed through Atisara Gram, Varaha Gram and Chaturbhoga. He then reached the Orissa province where he passed through Prayagghat, the Suvarnarekha River, Remuna, Yajapur, where he bathed at the Dashashvamedha Ghat on the Vatairini River, Katak, where the Mahanadi River flows, Bhuvaneshwar, where there is a big lake known as Bindu Sarovar, Kamalapur and Ataranala. In this way, passing through all these and other places, he reached Jagannath Puri. Text 2.18 If one hears the activities of the Lord at the house of Advaita Acharya, he will certainly very soon attain the riches of love of Krishna. Shri Rupa Raghunath Pade Yara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus, in the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, the third chapter, describing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay at the house of Advaita Acharya, his acceptance of the sannyas order and observation of daily festivals at Advaita Acharya's house, his congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and his feasting with all the devotees. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.
When you